I say to you, shame on you.
We love our children.
Yeah, thank you. We do. And I think we all do. And everyone here today is a part of that. We love our children, for they are our future. And we will not go away.
So what are you hoping to get out of this rally today?
Well, this rally is not just about Bullinyu. This rally is more than Bullinyu. It's not just because we've been cut. It's because it's a call to the end, to the systematic genocide that's being perpetrated against us through failed outcomes by all governments. And the reality is, if they can cut programs like us that are preventing suicides, reducing self-harm, reducing substance abuse, and keeping kids out of prison, then we are in big trouble.
Have you had any response from government from this rally or from communication that you've had in the meantime?
Oh, no, the only response I've had is that they're very uneasy, very uncomfortable. Currently, we've closed our doors. We laid our fate staff on Christmas Eve, and we're no longer delivering healing programs to Indigenous kids.
What do you do now? You've been told to apply for funding for the boot camp program?
Look, the boot camps program is not the solution. Bullinyu was developed to heal and prevent kids from going into crime, to prevent kids from taking their lives, to prevent kids from substance abuse, to assist kids who are homeless, to help children get back into school. So we cannot be forced and should not be forced into a political agenda on boot camps when boot camps have been proven to fail. Boot camps would be something that would work in partnership with our program. It'd be a component that would be a small part of what we do. The reality is, on our program, we already deliver tough love to the kids, and we make them accountable for their actions.
And so where to from now?
Who knows? We need to keep talking to the community. We need to keep communicating with governments, and we need to keep the program going, because our people are crying out for our program, not only across the territory but across Australia. And if a program that is meeting all its governance standards and meeting best practice models can be closed down, then we're in trouble.
Instead of the government saying, good on you, let's walk with you, let's support you, let's make this work, the government says, sorry, we want to spend more money locking people up. We want to spend more money on the things we know don't work. This has got to change.
Vicky Lee Knowles, CEO of NT Stolen Generations.
And why was it important to you to come down to this rally at the NT Parliament House today?
Many of the children that they deal with are third generation Stolen Generation children. They are the children of, or the grandchildren of. And the effects of loss of culture, identity, disenfranchised from the mainstream, are impacting on our young people. So Bullinyu gives them a sense of identity, a sense of belonging, and those sorts of things are vital to the future of our young people.
So if something like Bullinyu can't operate, what does that mean on the ground?
It means that, I just recently read in the Courier Mail that the NT government is saying that they're going to redevelop the way that camps are operated. And I go, why would you reinvent the wheel? We have a model that's working. We have a model which is culturally relevant and appropriate. And for me, I'm all about self-determination, and we determine the way forwards for our young people. And Bullinyu is an integral part of that.
My name's Tim Burgo. I work for Bullinyu Foundation as a youth worker.
What kind of impact have you seen Bullinyu have on young people as a youth worker working for the program?
Well, basically, you know, like, we've saved a lot of lives with our kids, and, our kids that are out there, well, when they do come to the camps and stuff like that, they have a whole different attitude when they come back to town. In the cities, especially the urban areas where their cultural side has been lost, and they're... And most of our kids are basically, walking the streets and stuff like that. So having that identity puts them back into a family.
So with funding finishing for the Bullinyu Foundation just before Christmas, what has this meant for your job?
Basically, we've been running on empty. We haven't been paid or anything like that. But it's not about that anyway. I mean, it's about the kids that, that are standing around here today, and I can't walk away from that, because if I do, then where do they go? I mean, they've already been left in the, left in the dark pretty much by themselves anyway.
My name's Shania, and I'm 14 years old.
And you went to one of the Bullinyu camps. What was going on for you at the time?
Just a lot of stress and depression at the time, with family problems and issues and that. So just get away from family for a bit and learn ways to try release all the stress and depression and get things off my mind was good. good thing for me at the time.
So what happened when you went out to do the camp? What kind of activities did you do?
We learned a lot of activities to release stress and, you know, just get our minds off things and get our problems out without being shame, and, yeah, just go out there to get away from all the troubles was good.
What kind of difference did you feel when you came back to town afterwards?
I just knew that to get my problems out, it's less stressful than keeping it and letting it build up and everything. So, yeah.
People in our community kind of talk about young people and they talk about, you know, problems that they cause. How would you explain what it's like to be a young person in Darwin?
It is stressful, just knowing that there's so many different people that have so many different problems and come from broken homes, and yeah, all our problems aren't the same, but just helping each other and giving each other a shoulder to cry on and someone to talk to is a lot bigger than, you know, letting them sit in a cell or just letting them go to rehab for their habits and everything. It's not really acceptable nowadays because too much people turn to suicide a lot now.
It must be hard watching your friends and family members go through that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's hard, but, you know, just being there for them. Just being there for them and letting them know that you're there to support them and help them out can actually, you know, get their mind off suicide and everything. It's just probably the best feeling when you save somebody's life like that.
Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Tell me about the time you saved somebody's life.
Well, my friend, she was going through a rough time with her mum and dad, and she was running away from home and smoking and drinking and drugs and everything, and she just couldn't take it one night and was just sitting under a tree, and I just rang her and I talked to her and we cried a little bit, but she got through. And yeah, it made me cry because, like, just knowing that words can help so much and make so much of a difference, it's really good.
That's amazing. So not only has it helped you, it's helped you help a friend.
Yeah, it has. Like, just knowing that you can talk somebody out of suicide is just the best feeling ever.
And so how does it feel then to know that a program like Ballinu doesn't have funding to keep doing this kind of work?
It's heartbreaking. Like, just thinking about it now, it's really, really heartbreaking and very upsetting, and just makes you so angry that a program like this is helping so many young Indigenous kids, and just knowing that it's not going to be there when you need it the most and when you really need someone to talk to, it's just really, depressing, really, and just angry, makes you angry. Upset.